Second reason, it's been shown that if you speak two languages, dementia is less likely to set in, and that you are probably a better multitasker. And these are factors that set in early, and so that ought to give you some sense of when to give junior or juniorette lessons in another language. Bilingualism is healthy. And then, third, languages are just an awful lot of fun. Much more fun than we're often told. So, for example, Arabic, Kataba, he wrote, Yaktubu, he writes, she writes, Uktub, write in the imperative. What do those things have in common? All of those things have in common the consonants sitting in the middle like pillars. They stay still, and the vowels dance around the consonants. Who wouldn't want to roll that around in their mouths? You can get that from Hebrew. You can get that from Ethiopia's main language, Amharic. That's fun. Or languages have different word orders. Learning how to speak with different word order is like driving on the different side of the street if you go to a certain country, or the feeling that you get when you put witch hazel around your eyes and you feel the tingle. A language can do that to you.